All right, Dylan Frand is bummer about the last one. That looked like a hard hit, but you're all right?
Yeah, that was a pretty odd one. I tried to cut underneath everyone because I didn't get a good start, and Hunter did the same thing, and I touched his wheel, and yeah, crashed pretty hard. Yeah, I hit the ground pretty hard, nothing bad, but yeah, it's never nice to do that, and the bike was pretty damaged, so yeah, end of my night. It's a bummer, but I think we learned a lot this weekend, and even if the results are not amazing, I feel like I'm back on track, like physically. I know I'm lacking a little bit of speed and fitness, but I mean, I just after the season, I did a big break to let my body recover from my sickness, and we just rode like three weeks on the new bike. So coming like this and seeing that we're not too far, like, it's pretty good, and especially today, I feel like Moto1, beside Jet, that was faster. We had all the same pace, and I was with the guys, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, I mean, let's regroup and rest a little bit and go back to work. I think we have a couple of weeks before A1.
Do you feel the stiffness in the new bike, the new chassis? Do you feel that, and do you like that?
Yes, so I will not call it stiffness. Okay. It's not really what I feel, but yeah, I really love that new bike, and it's a big improvement from Honda, and I'm glad we have this bike for next year.
This track is challenging. Broke down, the ruts are, whoops are big, ruts are deep. Like, this is a real, like, American challenge, right?
Yeah, it was a big surprise for me. I was not expecting such a big track. It's still like they still do, like, for example, the turn, the ball turn are way different than what we got in the US, and some stuff are a little bit different. But yeah, it was a difficult track, honestly, a challenging one, and pretty big for first race Supercross.
Yeah, you were in position to maybe get third overall and go into the last one with some breaks.
Yeah.
Didn't quite happen, but like, oh yeah, all in all, you got to be happy with the ride, like, because, you know, Coop and those guys were a little bit better than you last year, and you know, this isn't Anaheim, but you're closer.
I mean, yes, they've been Cooper and Jay, they've been 1 and 2 in championships, so they are pretty much the best in the world. So seeing that I'm not too far was pretty good, and yeah, like I said, with more training and more learning more from the bike, we can definitely do something good.
Same program, O'Neill, mm-hmm. Honda, 100%, yep. Riding at Lawrence's, like, everything's changing?
Everything's same, besides I moved to Sandbox for training, because Lawrence track's been pretty far from where I live, mm-hmm. and also Factory Connection have a workshop very close to Sandbox, and this year, we, with that program being new for everyone, we kind of struggled for sending parts and stuff for me, so having Factory Connection shop closer, it would be easier, and yeah, I mean,
Kenny,
yep.
Kitchen, Chiz,
Shimoda, Joe, yeah, so, and Makarat, yeah, no, for sure, that's a good group. I'm kind of sad to not train with the brother anymore, but yeah, I mean, it's part of life, you know, we are still friends, and we will still see each other other than practice and racing.
All right, cool. All right, man, well, hey, thanks, good to see you. Finally got a chance to talk to you, thank you.
Thank you, yeah, appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks, Dylan.